Leone to the net, shoots, scores! Mike Leone on the power play, and the Broncos take the lead! Leone, bad angle down to the bottom of the left circle, went five hole on C.J. Mott, 2-1 Western Michigan. Two quick power play goals by the Broncos, 2:14 left in the third. Western Michigan has rallied back from 1-0 down to take a 2-1 lead.
Ah, Mike Leone. Yeah, it's worth hearing again. Coach wanted to hear it. He's up here on our State Farm Coaches Show. Get to a better state. State Farm. With Andy Murray after a Western Michigan sweep over Ferris State. And what a big third period for the Broncos.
Well, you know, we knew that Ferris was going to come at us very hard tonight. They're obviously a great team. We knew they were going to come out very physical, which they did. And, you know, we talked about it before the third. We had 20 minutes. An opportunity to have just a tremendous weekend by finding a way to win the hockey game. We had to stick with what we were doing. We didn't think we were doing anything wrong other than we weren't scoring on our opportunities, and we just needed to keep pushing, stay with it, get our shots, and stay engaged physically. And, you know, for the greater part of that third period, we didn't allow them to generate any offense, and we held on to the puck and created opportunities, and their defensemen were starting to get worn out. You could see their Dean. We were trying to get certain matchups so we could catch certain defensemen out there, and you know they didn't want them, so they were leaving guys on, and then we were trying to match that as well. So it obviously a great win. Their team played extremely hard, just tremendous hockey, and fans were energized. I loved hearing that call on the goal. You got the way you call a goal is great, Rob, in particular when it's a winning goal for us.
Well, that makes it a lot of fun. I'll tell you, and your guys, I mean, the third period just wore them down to the point where I think maybe they got a little frustrated and took those penalties.
Well, they did. I mean, we talked about that. You know, we knew we had to wear on them. We knew they were going to come at us. And certainly in the first 8-9 minutes of the hockey game, they were wearing on our defensemen, and we didn't deal with it as well as we should have. But got it going, and I thought really in that third period sustained the kind of pressure we needed to be successful. And I do believe that we wore them down, and when that happens quite often, when the body starts to tire, the mind does as well, and they took a couple of penalties I think they would prefer to avoid.
Chase had a nice shot as he came down the slot on the pass from Dane on the first goal. Chase with his sixth goal already.
Well, you know, he put that one up under the bar. We know Chase is noted more as a passer, but it's something he's really been working on, his shot, and spends time after practice. I think it's come with his increased physical strength as well. But, you know, again, it's tough being a Chase Ballasy or a Dane Walters or a Shane Birchbacks that are expected to generate offense every night. That's not easy to do. And, you know, sometimes you look at the other guys that are checking and you pat them on the back too much, and you don't always pat those guys that you're counting on. So great job tonight, great pass, and Chase stepped in and buried it. And then Mike Leone, who would say that he probably didn't have a great first 40 minutes, the line of Ben Warda, Justin Kovacs, and Mike Leone was not near as good as they were last night. But I thought they got it going for us in the third. Talked to them, took them outside the dressing room, said, guys, we need you here, or we're going to be going with somebody else. So they stepped up and got the job done.
He was at the bottom of the left wing circle, almost to the goal line. Not a lot of net to shoot at,
well,
down there.
You know, when you look at it in all the chances we had on Mott this weekend, it's maybe just fitting a little bit. I mean, he played so well and just was very difficult to score on. Surprisingly, that shot gets by him.
Big weekend, Andy. You move into third place in the standings ahead of Ohio State. I know it's just December, but you like to see your name up there at the top sometimes.
Well, you do. Again, you're right. It is December, and, you know, the most important thing is we got 6 more points than Ferris did this weekend, and that's what you have to do. When you play on the weekends, you just worry about the team you're playing against and try and get points on them and create a different type of a gap than there was before you played them. So got a tough series this coming weekend at Michigan. I think it's just a great place for us to end here before Christmas. Unfortunate part, I'd love to be playing a whole bunch of games at home right now, because I think we'd have a full house if we played every night of the week now.
Is the roof still on this place after that Leone goal and the Ballasy goal?
It was exciting. And they were there for us all game, Rob, and they were pushing us.
Santa Claus was down there in the front row.
I saw that. We didn't get any gifts tonight. Well, maybe that one of Mike Leone's might be.
All right, you play Michigan next week in Ann Arbor. Very good team. Lot of speed.
They are, you know, and they've got good size, and they play real physical. And you look at the number of NHL draft picks in their roster, obviously they've got some real talent. And they've had a couple of weeks to work. They had this weekend off, so great opportunity for them to find their game. They struggled a little bit, had a big overtime, or pardon me, shootout win against Ferris last weekend. So, you know, we fully expect to get Michigan's best this coming weekend.